What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey. I am your host, the Trembling EMT.
Welcome back, folks. As always, thank you for listening. So, first thing, new first episode or first full recorded episode on Anchor.fm using actually their mobile app to see how the recording is. I might not edit this one, so let me know how the sound is or let me know what you guys think. But today we're going to talk about my symptoms, a couple new symptoms that I've been having, and a couple of just thoughts, my thoughts. First is elaborating on the talking, who to talk to when new things arise and starts bothering me. Like, one of the common questions that I get asked every time I go to the neurologist is, any problem eating? Any problems with your eating food? And I told the neurologist or the PA last time that so far my problem isn't eating. My problem is the travel time between plate and my mouth. I have to eat at the table, because if I don't, like sitting on the couch or sitting in the recliner that I had, not the recliner, I wish I had a recliner, sitting at the rocking chair, the distance between the plate that I'm holding in my mouth is entirely too long. So that's, I'm dropping food, spilling it all over the place. So I sit at the table, make sure I'm close enough, and it minimizes the travel time between food and plate. But, so, speaking of the food, a couple days ago I started feeling like every time I swallow, it hurts. And that hurt like the type of strep throat, it's just like I feel like, I don't know, something in my throat or like on the side of my neck to the right side. Of course, because it's right-sided, I'm thinking, is this a new symptom of the Parkinson's? Or is it just something wrong or something not related? But like I asked in the last episode, the question that I put out was, who do I call? Because if I call the neurologist, they're like, oh no, that's really not something that's Parkinson's related, your PMD, my primary physician. Or if I call the primary physician, they're like, oh, that's probably your Parkinson's, you should reach out to your neurologist. I think you should be able to make appointments with, like, if you have a condition or a sickness or disease, whatever you want to call it, you should have sessions, team sessions with all your doctors. Like, schedule one appointment every 6 months and say, hey, neurologist, urologist, cardiologist, primary physician, proctologist, whoever's involved, and say, hey, let's chat. Let's get everyone on the same page and meet every 3 months, once a quarter. Because then it's a lot easier for everyone involved. It'll help not get order contradictory medication or contraindicated medication. Wow, that was hard to say. But because it's annoying when you have to think about, you just want to get something resolved, but then you're like, all right, who do I call? And then you get the runarounds until you finally figure out, oh, I should have called you first. Well, now I know. Take a quick pause, and then we'll come back, talk about bathroom stuff. Okay. So I also wanted to talk about another issue that I'm having, which is urinary urgency. which means when I gotta pee, I got to pee. Like, I don't get the sensation for a pretty good part of the day that I have to pee. But man, when my bladder tells me that I gotta pee, I gotta drop everything the very second I feel it and run, because there's been some times where I fussed around and quite not made it to the bathroom or had some spillage by the time I got there, which kind of sucks. But talking about who to call, like, clearly there's urinary issues with Parkinson's, but I also have a risk factor for prostate cancer, because my dad had it, so that makes me most likely that I'm gonna get it. But and ultimately I know I need to see a urologist, but let's say my insurance, like, I can't just call up the urologist and say, hey, listen, I need to get prodded, set me up for an appointment. Like, what if I needed a referral from another doctor or from my... Technically, I think referrals are only from your primary. But, like, if it's urinary issues regarding the Parkinson's, wouldn't the Parkinson's physician like to know? Neurologist? But if it's not, like, I don't know. Am I making a mountain out of a molehill? Because this whole who do I call thing is really bothering me. Thoughts, comments, concerns. I'd like to hear from you guys. Have a couple things planned for the next couple episodes. I'm gonna try to do a year in review, because the 19th or the 20th was my 1 year anniversary. Yeah, 1 year anniversary of diagnosis. Symptoms go back a little further than that, but yeah, still trying to plan the party. Have to find a venue, and I'm going to do it as a fundraiser. Parkinson's fundraiser and awareness for Grace Strong. I'll keep you posted on that. Well, folks, thank you for listening. This has been my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey, and as always, I am your host, the Trembling EMT. Stay strong, keep moving forward.